Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Getting the Answers to Life's Questions. And I'm your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And today's show is supposed to be about loving self. Loving self is one of those interesting things that we seem to have issues with. We don't actually know what it means to love ourselves. We think we know what love is because we've, you know, read it in all the books, seen it on the movies and TV screens and heard about it in the news, and this is love. But the love that I'm talking about is not the love that we are taught is love. That love is actually usually based in a lot of fear. It has a lot of conditions on it. Like the one who is the love of your life. That doesn't just apply to anyone. You have criteria as far as what it is you want in a partner. And I know this is true. I mean, I had a list of 10 characteristics that I wanted my special someone to have. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but that is not unconditional. Because those characteristics are conditions. So when I'm talking about loving yourself, I'm talking about the unconditional love of you. Loving and accepting yourself exactly as you are, without any changes whatsoever. So imagine how that would feel. If every time you thought about yourself, you looked at yourself, you felt really wonderful, overwhelming sense of love. Imagine what it would be like if you didn't have all of that judging whenever you looked in the mirror. That you weren't noticing the gray hairs or the extra weight or whatever it is that you notice. What if all you saw was love? Imagine how that would make you feel. How that would open up your life. Because then you wouldn't have all those restrictions and restraints on yourself. All those stories about how one day, when things are right, you wouldn't be waiting. You wouldn't be putting off your happiness. You wouldn't be denying your value. You would simply love you. it would allow you the freedom to be who you are, whoever you are choosing to be in any moment. You wouldn't be concerned about what other people thought about you. Their opinions would just be their opinions. They wouldn't have any power over you. You wouldn't need to give your power away because you would love you just as you are. And this doesn't mean that you couldn't change. You'd have the freedom to change or not change. It would be just a matter of your choice. There would be no necessity, no desperation, no strings attached. You would do it because it was something you chose to do. And that's it. No justification, no excuses, no explanations. You're just being you. How would it change your life if you truly loved yourself? So I want you to think about that, and we will go to our first caller. And that caller is from area code. My glasses would work. Nope. That first caller went away. So we will go back to our discussion. So did you think about how you would feel, how your life would change if you truly loved yourself, if your heart was opened to you? Now, there are a lot of people who will say, well, I already love myself. I know that I'm this wonderful, magnificent, blah, blah, blah person. And yet, if you ask them, do you do what you love? Most of them would say, no, I do what I have to do in order to get by. Well, that's an indication that you don't have that unconditional love for yourself. Because if you had that unconditional love for yourself, you would follow your heart. You would trust in God. You would allow yourself to receive whatever you needed, whenever you needed it. And if you're not doing that, then you're still not at that point of that unconditional love. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not at that point either. I'm still working on it. I'm a lot closer than I used to be. But there are still things about me that I'm not really allowing myself to accept, to see, to experience. This last weekend, I had a friend of mine who did a past life regression with me. And I've done these on myself before, so it wasn't anything new. I never had anyone else facilitate it, so I wasn't really sure what to expect. And it was really very interesting because I saw these different aspects of me, these different lifetimes when I was these different people. And of the four versions of me that stepped forward to talk to me, they were all very, very powerful, very strong. They were leaders. They were very sure of themselves. They knew who they were. They knew why they were there, and they were doing what they were supposed to be doing. And there were no excuses. They came to me to show me that I could be more. And they also reminded me about a couple of lifetimes when some other things happened that that I decided that I needed to be limited because of these incidents. And none of this was really new to me. I had seen these previous me's before to a certain extent when I'd done the past life regressions with myself. But the conversations that they were having with me were different with this other person to facilitate, to ask questions, to have this interchange with them. And so after this experience, I felt pretty good. I just, you know, life was great. So they had recommended, of course, that I clear out the issues having to do with these two past lives that they mentioned. And I didn't do it. I didn't really do anything for the rest of the day. I just pretty much piddled around. That night when I went to sleep, I talked to my guidance like I always do when I go to sleep, and I told them, okay, if there's anything I need to know, anything I need to clear, you know, bring it to me in a dream, wake me up so I can remember the dream so I can take care of it. And that morning at, I want to say it was 5 something, I woke up. And I was in the middle of this dream where I just felt this incredible sense of loss and despair. And it was just, it was more than I can ever remember having felt before. And so I started clearing up that issue, you know, because I'd asked them to wake me up in the dream if there's something I need to clear. And that's what they were doing. And so I started working on that issue, and other things started coming up, and so I'm clearing those too. And at one point, while I'm doing these clearings, and I'm lying in bed, and I'm drifting in and out of sleep. So I would clear something, and then I would go to sleep and have a dream, and I'd wake up and clear, and then I'd go to sleep and I'd have a dream. So one of these was I was seeing all of the ones who had come up in that past life regression. And it was like each one came up and told me the important aspects of me from that past life, including the two past lives that had been mentioned, but I hadn't actually seen the me at that time. Those me's came up too and talked about what it was that they had gone through and what it was I needed to release. And so they did this one after the other. So I actually listened to like 6 different past me's come up and tell me what I needed to hear. After all of them had said what they needed to say, then of course I did the infinity healing, and I was clearing the things that they had mentioned. And it was really amazing, because when I finally, you know, woke up completely, I realized that I was different. I could feel that I was different. I didn't know exactly what was different about me, but I felt different. And actually, my day went different. You know, there were some things that I had been thinking about doing. And for some of these things, I'd been thinking about doing it for a long time, but I never actually took the time to actually do them. And that day, I just was doing the things that I'd been thinking about doing. I wasn't thinking about them. I was doing them. I don't know if that makes sense. But you know how you think, okay, I really should do this. You look at something and think, well, I should take care of that. And then you go off and you do something else. You don't actually do what you said you think you should do. Well, instead of thinking about it, I would find myself just doing it. I would just be doing the things that I had not been wanting to do or willing to do for however long I'd been putting it off. It was just natural and normal. There was no effort. It was just happening. And so I think that part of the stuff that I cleared, although I never cleared anything having to do with procrastination or anything like that, I didn't come up with any of them. But it was like whatever it was that was having me not do what felt like the right thing to do was gone. And so I could just do it. So I'm not really sure what all of this has to do with self-love. Well, I suppose it's a matter of that openness, that connecting with your own heart, that allowing yourself to be however you are being, giving yourself the freedom to do whatever it is you want to do, to connect in whatever way feels right for you to connect. I even went to a meditation class, which I'd been thinking about doing for 6 months or so. And it was funny because I had an idea of when this meditation class was. I knew exactly where it was, but I didn't have the specifics. And it was like I was sitting at my computer. I get this email, and it's like, meditation class tonight, 7 o'clock. It was like all the information that I needed to make this happen. And so I went. And that was also a wonderful experience, you know, being in this meditation class with these other people. There weren't many of us, but that was fine. And we were having conversations. And, you know, one of the things that they asked me was, well, what do you believe? I don't really think about what I believe. I don't really put that into words. It's just what I believe, you know? And so I actually had to form it into sentences that made sense. And it actually brought me some of the realization of what it is I actually believe. I believe that we are each here because we have chosen to be here. So nobody's being punished. No one was sentenced to earth. None of that kind of stuff that you might have heard, you know, depending on who it was that you grew up around, believing that earth is some sort of lesser place to be is what pops into my head. I believe that each of us has chosen to be here, that we came here in order to learn lessons, that we are the physical individualizations of God. God is within us. There is no separation. But we're here to have these experiences that we can only have when we are in these physical bodies. Because when we're not in these physical bodies, we're in our spiritual bodies. And while that's wonderful, and there are things that we can do in that situation that we can't do in our physical, there are things we can do in our physical that we cannot do in our spiritual. So it's not that one's better than the other. It's just that they're different experiences. So we come here to learn lessons, to have this grand adventure. There's no right. There's no wrong. It's all just, what are you going to learn? What are you going to do? So many times we get all of this pressure placed on us by the beliefs that we are taught that say that we have to do this or we have to do that, or we have to prove that we're good enough, or we have to prove that we deserve. We have to prove all of this stuff. I don't believe we have to prove anything. That's stuff that people have created. That's not coming from source, from God, from the Creator, whatever name you want to use. God is within us. So why would God ask us to prove anything when God is already there? And so, you know, we're having a discussion on mindfulness, because part of this meditation group is that they're reading the book on mindfulness, which is an interesting book. Of course, I've only read one chapter, and that was at that meeting, but it was talking about not being this physical body, not being, identifying yourself as this physical body. And on some levels, I can see how that could be beneficial. I wouldn't take it to the extreme that they're talking about taking it to, which is that you are completely disconnecting from this physical body and reconnecting with eternity, is the terminology that they use, which will bring you enlightenment. But to me, we are here to experience these physical bodies. I don't see myself as just a body, but I do have this body in this lifetime so that I can experience different things. This is part of who I have chosen to be this time around. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with me being in this body. I'm still learning to completely and totally love this body, because I've been taught to always see the imperfections in this body and not to totally accept this body. And I'm not really sure why we get taught that, but we do. I also know that I don't have to work at being connected with God, because I'm always connected with God. I didn't cut myself off from God in order to be on this physical plane. God came with me. God is always with me. So it was just an interesting way of looking at other people's beliefs about who we are and why we're here, and looking at my own beliefs about who I am, why I'm here. So all of those me's from past lives were telling me time and time again that I'm a leader, which is something I've always known but haven't always embraced. In fact, there were times in my life when I pushed it away. Although, you know, every place I ever worked, I took on leadership roles. I never took on the titles and the compensation. That's a whole different conversation. But I would still take on those roles. I would still be the one to teach other people. I would still be the ones that people would come to look for the answers. That was me. But I didn't allow myself to see exactly who I was being, why people were attracted to me in that way. And so this is all part of my evolution, part of my accepting myself, part of my coming to understanding about who I really am and why I'm really here. So I've been doing a lot of clearing over the last couple of days, you know, and I keep having these interesting dreams. This morning I wake up in the middle of a dream about a wedding where I wasn't the bride, I was the maid of honor, and I was walking down the aisle with the flower girl, which made absolutely no sense, but that's okay. And everyone else was walking down a different aisle, which was actually taking them down into the earth. And I was walking down the path that was staying on the earth. And I never did figure out exactly what that was about, but that's okay. My guidance will tell me in time. But I find that my dreams can sometimes be so insightful. But again, that's what I've asked for. I've asked to have the information that I need in order to be the very best me that I can possibly be, brought to me at any time, in any way, so that I can understand. That's kind of a standing order with my team. And I'm open to seeing what they present to me. And the more I open to seeing it, the more they can actually present to me. And the more I can find out that sometimes I wasn't at all open to seeing anything. But that's okay, because I am open now. So when you are looking at loving yourself, at experiencing that pure, unconditional love of you, for you, it means that you have to open up. You have to open your heart. You have to open your mind. You have to open to your own life, to your own truth, to your own creations. And sometimes that can feel scary. I remember when I first started talking about responsibility, being responsible for yourself. Responsibility did not have a good meaning for me personally. Responsibility had always been something that preceded punishment. You know, somebody did something wrong, they are responsible, they must be punished. And so that was my experience of responsibility. Reshaping that whole definition of responsibility took some time. Now I have absolutely no problem with saying that I am responsible for me. It's perfectly fine for me now. But there was a time when I would say that and it would bring up fears. Fears about, oh my gosh, what's going to go wrong? What have I done wrong? What has someone found out about what I did wrong? Remember that time when I was little and I stole that cookie? Someone knows now and I'm going to get punished for it. You know, that was the kind of stuff that it brought up because of my definition of responsibility. But I changed that definition and now I'm okay with it. And now I'm working on changing my definition of love, of truly accepting the unconditional love, of really feeling that love. It's one of the things that I love about the Morning with Jesus shows that I do with DC Love on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, because channeling those messages from Jesus, it allows me to feel that love, to feel it more deeply than I've ever felt it before. So doing that is actually part of my awakening, my coming to know myself and loving myself. So see, we are always being guided to what's actually going to benefit us, to what's for our highest good, even though we may not be consciously aware of it in the moment. But when you look at things that have happened in your life, look back on the people who've come into your life, the experiences you've had with them, you will eventually be able to see the benefit of every single thing that happened. Even the things that at that moment you thought were horrible, they were bad, why is this happening to me? Eventually you will reach a point where you'll be able to look back at it and be glad that you had that experience, because that was part of your growth, part of your evolution, part of your becoming who you are now. And so it changes the way that you look at life, the way that you look at yourself, the way that you look at your possibilities. And instead of looking for what's wrong in situations, you can start seeing what's right. You can start seeing the benefits of something even before you do it. This whole experience in this lifetime has been about changing my mindset, has been about taking me out of the societal consciousness, so to speak, of what is and is not right, what is and is not possible. You can't do this. These people have to be in control. You have to do what this people said, and all of that kind of stuff. It's taken me out of that and put me into a different place, a place where I recognize me. I recognize my choices. I recognize my creations. And I'm okay with being responsible for me. And so these are just major changes that I've experienced in my life. And if you look at your life, you can see the changes that you've gone through. And you can make decisions about what it is you want to learn from them, what kind of benefits you want to experience as a result of the changes that you've gone through. So this is really about consciously aware of your choices, of your creations. And it's not just huge things. Sometimes it's little things. Last night after I got home from the meditation, I kept my jacket on because I felt cold. And I thought, okay, I'll just keep this jacket on because I'm feeling cold. Well, when I went to bed, I put an extra blanket on the bed. And then I got in the bed and pulled up all of these covers, and I was hot. And it was in that moment when I realized that I was hot that I realized that I had actually been allowing myself to go along with the flow of getting sick. Because that's usually one of the first indicators for me that I'm coming down with something. I get cold because I'm not normally cold. And whenever that happens, if I go to bed with extra blankets, then I get through whatever it is that's going on with me. So I wasn't consciously aware of the fact that I was creating that I was going to be sick. And when I realized that, I just started laughing because, you know, I want to be conscious of what I'm creating. I've asked to be shown what I'm creating, and they were showing me by having me get under all those covers and realize that I didn't need all those covers and that I'd done that because I actually expected myself to be coming down with a cold or whatever. So you really are getting these lessons in every moment of your life, in big ways and in small ways. And the more you allow yourself to love yourself, the more you can see how you're setting yourself up. You know, because there's a part of me that keeps saying that I am allowed to have perfect health. Well, apparently that part of me wasn't talking to me last night because it was deciding that I was supposed to be sick. So I can see the contradiction that I was setting up for me. We really are getting what we need when we need it. And the more we open up to that, the more we allow that, the more we allow ourselves to change, to grow, to become. So this is really about you. Everything that happens in your life is about you. Everything that happens in your life is about you. So So what is it that you really want to create? What is it that you really want to feel? Who do you really want to be? This is your life. These are your choices. One of the things that I talk about from time to time is about money. Money in spiritual people. How we have these beliefs that the two just don't fit. And so I was reading these emails this week about money and spiritual people and how we have these beliefs that, or we are taught that we don't ask God for anything. You just wait for the divine timing and you will get what you need. But you don't ask. But you're going to get it. But you never ask. And can you see the... Can you see how that doesn't really work? Because first of all, God loves you. And God's love for you is always there and it is unconditional. And God wants you to have whatever you desire. But if you never ask, how are you supposed to get it? We are taught that when we are being these beautiful spiritual beings and allowing our gifts to flow forth, that, I don't know, I guess we'll live off rainbows and unicorns or something. But in the real world, you have to have a home, you have to have electricity and water, you have to have a car, you have to buy food. You know, you have to have the means to take care of yourself. But we also have these beliefs that when you are living the spiritual life, you can't be concerned with something as trivial and unimportant as money. So that creates a whole different set of issues for us. That's why there are so many spiritual people with these amazing gifts who don't have anything, who are barely getting by, who are giving up their spiritual path in order to go get a regular job. Because for them, spirituality and money don't mix. And when you realize that you are coming from that mindset which says that if you are spiritual, you can't have money, then you get to change that mindset. You get to accept that it's okay to be spiritual, to use your gifts, and to get paid for it. It's okay for you to ask God for whatever it is that you want. So I was listening to this recording that a friend had told me about, and they have this definition of abundance that I absolutely loved. And the definition of abundance is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. That's it. That's what abundance means. That's what each and every one of us has a right to have. But we're taught that if we're spiritual, then we don't worry about those things. We don't ask for those things. We live this life like we're this little saint. And that's part of not recognizing that we are in these bodies because that is what we have chosen to be. So we live part of our lives ignoring part of ourselves. We're deciding that the physical part of ourselves is just not worth being concerned with. Being physical takes us down too far, and we are here to be spiritual. We are here to rise above the physical. No, we're here to be physical. It's what we signed up for. And you can be both. You can bring back all of who you are, all of your power, all of your abilities. You can have it all in these physical bodies, which takes you to a whole different level of being. So it's not an either or. And that's what that unconditional love is about. It's loving all of you. Your physical you, your spiritual you, and any other you that you see yourself as having. It's loving it all. It's allowing everything. So when you love yourself, there aren't parts of you that you decide, okay, I can love everything about me except for this little toe. I just can't love this little toe, but I can unconditionally love everything about me, except this little toe. Can you get that that's a condition? So when you are excluding something about yourself, some part of yourself, some circumstance in your life, then you are not unconditionally loving. So it's really about learning to accept who you are, accept everything you've ever done, no matter how horrible it was, no matter how stupid it was, no matter how silly it was. Accepting and loving yourself unconditionally means accepting and loving everything. Everything. And that's a big step to take. To take it in little tiny steps, that's fine. But keep moving towards that point where you are unconditionally loving yourself. Because when you reach that stage, when you truly are loving you, then you'll find that it's a natural and normal part of you to love everybody else. You get to stop seeing the wrong in anybody, in anything. You get to accept everybody and everything. Even those people who are making choices that you would not personally make, you can still love them. You can still accept them. And this doesn't mean that you have to go and spend time with them, because you don't. You always have a choice. There are lots of people that I have come to love that I would not want to spend time with. And it's not that there's anything wrong with them. It's just that they're at a different stage in their own development. And the stage that they're at is not one that I want to go to. And there may come a time when I am okay with going and spending time with them. And that's fine. But for now, I can also accept that that's not something I choose to do. And that is also fine. Because everything is exactly as it needs to be. And I am learning the things that I am meant to learn at this point in my life. Just like each of you are learning the things that you are meant to learn at this point in your life. And there is no comparison. Because I don't need to be like you, and you don't need to be like me. Because you are you, and I am me. And we are not meant to be the same. That was one of the reasons why I had difficulties with organized religion. Because they were always talking about the things everybody needed to do in order to be the same. I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't need to fit in. I'm not sure what exactly I'm supposed to be fitting into anyway. I'm me. And I'm okay with being me. And I'm okay if some people don't particularly care for me. That's their choice. That's their opinion. That doesn't really have anything to do with me. I am working on being the very best me that I can possibly be. I am working on loving and accepting me exactly as I am. And that means that I don't have to go around making sure you're okay, making sure that you are fitting in, making sure that you are following the rules. I don't have to do that because I'm not responsible for you. I'm only responsible for me. Life is so much more than we've ever allowed ourselves to recognize, to believe, to allow. So if you want your life to be more, then work at loving yourself. Focus on you. Focus on clearing out and letting go of the things that don't work in your life, things that don't fit who you are choosing to be. Stop worrying about everybody else. They're all fine. They're going to do whatever they do. They're going to be whomever they're being, and there's nothing you're supposed to do about it. Now, that brings up the whole thing about being of service. Well, if I'm supposed to be of service, then I've got to be out there taking care of everybody and everything. That's how I'm being of service. Actually, by being the very best person that you can possibly be, you are also being of service. You're being of service to yourself, but you're also being of service to everyone else. Because remember all of that energy that you are putting out there into the world, that you are adding to the collective consciousness. Well, if you are loving yourself, then that energy that you are putting out there is love. And that love is being of service to those who are willing to accept it. Being of service does not always mean that you need to go and do something. You can be of service by being who you are. Now, it's okay for you to go out there and offer your assistance to whomever you want to offer it to. But just remember that when you offer it, if they say no, leave them alone. You're not there to force your service on anybody. And there are some people who do that. Who, even though the person that they've asked, "Can I help you?" has said no, they still insist on helping. That's not being of service. That's being manipulative and pushy. That's not what you're here for. Being of service means that you actually respect those that you are offering to assist. It means that if they say no, you accept the no. It means that you're not forcing your opinions, your rules, your regulations down anybody else's throat. Because if you are, then you are not being of service. And that line gets blurred a lot of the times. Because we are taught that we must do what is for someone else's good, but we don't actually know what's for their highest good. We only know what we know based on what we've lived, on what we've seen. We don't really know that much about them. Even if it's someone that we grew up in the same house with, they are a different person. They had different experiences. Even if they were standing right next to you while they were having those experiences, it was still different for them because they are a different person. So we don't know what's right for everybody else. And there's no need for us to, because we are not responsible for everybody else. So don't go around pushing your opinions, your beliefs, down anybody else's throat. If they're yours, go ahead and live them. And let other people live whatever they live. Because that is the unconditional love. Unconditional love does not ever push anything down anybody's throat. It accepts you exactly as you are. It doesn't demand that you change before you can be loved. So do you have people in your life that you're demanding that they change before you can love them? If you are, you might want to look at what it is you actually are trying to achieve, what your motives are. Because it's not about them. It's about you. No matter what you say, the things that you do are really about you. I do these radio shows. I do them. It is about me. I actually learn a lot by listening to what I say and by working with the people who call in, by helping them to clear their issues. I benefit from this. If I didn't benefit from this, I wouldn't do it. That doesn't mean that I don't love you, because I do. That doesn't mean that I don't want you to have whatever healing and clearing that you can possibly get, because I do. But if I wasn't getting anything out of it, I wouldn't do it. You're the same way. We all are. We get something out of what we do. If we didn't get anything out of it, we would not do it. Think of that. Start looking at everybody and everything that they do from that perspective, knowing that they get something out of it. Didn't get anything out of it, they would not do it. And that applies to everything. Even if you look at a situation where someone's in a relationship that is abusive, everybody in that relationship is getting something out of it. Even the one who is being abused is getting something out of it. It could be that they have a belief that they're undeserving, that they don't really deserve to be alive, that they don't deserve happiness, that they don't deserve. And so by being abused, they are having that belief validated. They are getting something out of it. So really think about that when you look at the things that you do, when you look at the things that you say, when you look at the things that are important to you. Be aware of what it is you are getting out of it. And then decide, is that who you want to be? And if it's not, make a different choice. And that's all a part of that self-love, that awareness, that conscious creation. So I want to remind everyone that this Friday, the 29th, I will have DC Love on the show, and we will be doing angel readings and infinity healings and whatever else we are guided to do. And on the first Friday in February, I will have Janetta on the show, and I look forward to spending time with her again. This has been interesting, and I thank you all for listening, and it's been enlightening for me, and I hope it has for you. If you have any questions for me, you can send them to barbara.healing@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can get that free 20-minute discovery session by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and clicking on the Schedule Now button, and then book your discovery session. And don't worry, when you book it, I'll get a notice so we can both show up at the same time. This is your life. These are your experiences, and you get to decide what it is that you want to learn from this, what it is that's important to you. And if you're not sure about who you are or what you want to learn or what you believe, then by all means, book that discovery session so that I can help you to see what you need to see. Because you do deserve to have a wonderful life, to have a grand adventure, to have abundance, love, joy, whatever it is that your heart cries out for. You do deserve it. I will be back on Friday. Thanks again for listening. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.